I was reminded how disappointed I normally am from the regular politician. I'm very pessimistic. I don't like most politicians. I realize nobody is perfect and every single human being is flawed, but how flawed is too flawed? Now, I completely understand there's a certain level of infatuation with President Donald Trump, but in all honesty, prior to becoming the president of the United States, Donald Trump's life was riddled with scandal, right? There was infidelity, womanizing, rumors of multiple bankruptcies. His Trump University was a bit of a flop. His Trump Foundation ended with a restrained thud. There was a beauty pageant infraction or two, housing discrimination biases, multiple cases of fiscal curious casino dealings. He was linked to tenant intimidation, and even in the late 70s, he was linked to the mafia. But in lieu of all of that, in lieu of all of it, in 2016, he was a more palatable choice for middle America than Hillary Clinton. Now, enter squeaky, clean Joe Biden, who is quickly becoming no stranger to the back page scandals. The former vice president was President Obama's point man on cleaning up corruption in the Ukraine and handed his son Hunter a high-paying position with a corrupt energy company. Subsequently, the United States Attorney's Office is investigating Hunter's taxes, his dealing with Chinese nationalists, with potential ties to Papa Biden. He's in a world of it. Now, despite all of his warts, including legitimate questions about his cognitive capabilities, America eagerly welcomed this lifetime politician as a pseudo-messiah, shattering every known presidential voting record in the process. Where am I going with this? Well, allow me to continue. Washington is a modern-day Sodom and Gomorrah. Each day, we uncover new levels of perverted immoralities. The blistering light speed by which the nation is descending into Dante's nine circles of hell is perfectly illustrated by the rapid fall from grace by the once Democrat darling Andrew Cuomo. Multiple accusations of workplace sexual harassment and bullying, all of that are child's play when compared to the latest abomination involving Florida Republican Representative Matt Gaetz. Now, Gaetz is being investigated, I'm sure you all know, for sex trafficking violations, extortion, wild orgies, and having a sexual relationship with a 17-year-old girl. These are your representatives in Washington. This isn't a partisan issue. In fact, members of both political parties work together to fleece taxpayers and plunge America deeper into this abyss. Congress continually prioritizes short-term political gain over lasting, principled leadership. The swamp is bubbling over with corruption, dishonesty, sleaze, greed, you name it. It's in the swamp. We need a 20th century version of George Washington. Money laundering, drug and alcohol addiction, ignorance, arrogance, and all these wild sexual encounters have weakened the foundation of this nation. Politicians at all levels appear oblivious to their own hypocrisies and unapologetically represent the worst in public service. You may be unaware of this, but there is actually a slush fund of sorts. For the past 21 years, members of Congress have used $17 million of taxpayer money to settle sexual harassment claims brought on by their staffers. $17 million of my dollars used to defend a bunch of creeps in Washington for their sexual perversions. Amazing. It all reads like a poorly written primetime soap opera where lust, greed, and influence reign. Think about it. The old and the decrepit, starring Nancy Pelosi and Chuck U. Schumer. Now, during just the Obama and Trump administrations, the last 12 years, here's a fraction of the debauchery that the Washington elite can lay claim to. This is just in the last 12 years. Senator Dianne Feinstein, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and Congressman Eric Swalwell all have employed foreign spies. Anthony Weiner U.S. representative resigned from Congress due to multiple sexting scandals. I got to sit down for this one. William Mendoza, the executive director of Indian and Alaska Native Education, pleaded guilty to attempting to use his government-issued iPhone to look up the skirts of several women on the D.C. Metro. This is an executive director of a major group in Washington, D.C. Dennis Hassert violated banking rules, lied to the FBI, and hushed money to conceal sexual misconduct with an underage boy. Aaron Schock, U.S. rep, resigned from office after evidence surfaced that he used campaign funds for travel, and he redecorated his office with taxpayer funds to look like the set of Downton Abbey, the television series. Rick Reinze, Republican, Arizona, guilty, wire fraud, conspiracy, extortion, racketeering, money laundering, and making false statements to insurance regulators. You want me to keep going? I will. Jesse Jackson pleaded guilty to one felony count of fraud, $750,000 in campaign money to buy stuffed animals, elk heads, and fur capes. Corrine Brown, U.S. rep, found guilty of fraud, $800,000 from fake charities for her own personal use. Duncan Hunter, he was indicted with his wife, federal court, on dozens of charges, including wire fraud and using campaign funds for personal use. The list continues. Chris Collins, U.S. representative, charged with wire fraud, committing small security fraud, and lying to the FBI. We know about Al Franken, resigned in 2018, several allegations of sexual misconduct. Steve Stockholm, U.S. representative, orchestrated a scheme to steal money from charitable foundations and was eventually convicted of 23 felonies. Trent Franks, U.S. Representative, Republican, resigned when confronted about asking some of his staff to be sexual surrogates. Tim Murphy, he's an anti-abortion congressman, resigned after urging his mistress, who he got pregnant, to seek an abortion. No scruples. Total hypocrites. Joe Barton, U.S. representative, a member of the Conservative Freedom Caucus, was found to have sent videos to several women on the internet of himself masturbating. And we know about Jonathan Edwards, who in 2008 was a rising star, was cheating on his wife while she was battling with cancer. Oh, don't forget Larry Craig, by the way, who pleaded guilty to disorderly conduct. Apparently he was passing sex notes in a restroom stall in a Minneapolis airport. The list goes on and on and on. I'm just scratching the surface. These are people that you vote for. These are people that you're supposed to look up to. These are folks who are supposed to make decisions that affect your everyday life. And they can't even keep their own life straight. It literally is like a wild, power-hungry orgy in Washington. Because this is only the stuff that we know about. What about the stuff that we don't know about? What about what's flying under the surface? How much of this is actually going on that we have absolutely no clue about? This is absolutely disgraceful. It's a gruesome embarrassment of the substandard candidate that eventually slithers itself to D.C. Sex, drugs, money, this unquenchable thirst for power. Now, that's what fuels Washington. Power, drugs, sex. The moral values of the average American cannot be this bankrupt. I'm talking to you who's listening to me in Idaho right now. Housewife. I'm talking to you driving a truck on Route 66 in California. Or the waitress who's sitting in her convertible waiting for the light to turn green on Las Vegas Boulevard. I'm talking to you. There's no way that your morals line up with the people in Washington. It's impossible. You're better than that. You're better than them. And we need to demand more from them. This is unacceptable behavior that's going on. And when I tune into the evening news or I get popped with a story on my cell phone, a new update, and it's another sex scandal or a drug scandal or a money laundering scandal, it's disgusting. It's pathetic. And the problem is, you know whose fault it is? It's ours. It's the folks out there voting. It's your fault. It's my fault. We've got to recognize these bad candidates. And like searching out vampires, we've got to hit them with the garlic and put a stake through their hearts. Otherwise, they just keep coming back over and over and over again. It's sad.